Remy, it's Tim Carter. Is this the one and only?
This is the one and only, Tim. How are you this morning?
Good morning, buddy. It's great to have you on.
Yeah, well, good to talk to you. Sounds like you had a good trip.
Oh, yeah, it was great in Colorado. I braved that. I actually had to drive 200 miles to that snowstorm. It was pretty rough at one point. I got it on 285 going south out of Denver was rough.
Mm-hmm. Going south. And they've got it already.
Yeah, because what happened is to get from Denver to Telluride, you know, Telluride's in the southwest corner of the state. So you've got to kind of go south out of Denver, kind of south and southwest, and work your way over towards Gunnison, Colorado, and then west out of Gunnison to Montrose and south out of Montrose to Ridgeway.
Well, were you driving alone?
Oh, yeah.
Had to be a good trip.
It was, but I felt like I was going to be a future star on the Weather Channel weather stories. You know, crazy Midwestern person drives through blizzard.
That would have been a fun thing to see. But
yes.
Listen, here's why I called. I got a problem. Maybe the rest of your listeners could get something out of it. You referred to it at the top of the show about painting. We've got a week left. I've got a house in Clifton that my son lives in. It's a 100-year-old brick, two-story, typical kind of building, one room wide and three, four rooms deep.
Yeah, one of those shotgun houses.
Exactly. Most of the paint has been taken off, and my son is very hot on beginning this weekend and then during the coming week, power washing the brick, and I told him I don't think that's a great idea because I don't think Tim's real high on the idea of power washing. What do you think?
Well, we're talking about the exterior, correct?
That is correct.
Okay, here's what he's going to experience if he's not careful. A couple of things. Number one, the mortar that was used in these older homes is actually a fantastic mortar. It has a very high lime content. But it's a softer mortar. The mortar that we actually use today on a lot of the brick homes we build, in many respects, is too hard. And if he doesn't use the pressure washer just right, he could significantly do a lot of damage to that mortar that's, you know, in between the brick.
Mm-hmm.
If it was a traditional, if it was a newer brick home, I'd be a little worried because the houses we build today, Remy, they're only one brick width wide.
You know, right.
That's why we call them brick veneer. But in these older homes in Clifton, Mount Auburn, you know, Mount Adams, those homes are usually two brick deep and sometimes three.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so on a newer home, if you're using a pressure washer on the outside, you can actually drive water right through the brick, and it's just streaming down the back of the brick, and it can actually cause problems inside. I doubt that would happen on this older home.
Okay.
So if it's done, this is one of the rare situations where I would say it's kind of okay to experiment and try to use the pressure washer to get this brick structure, you know, a little bit cleaner before you go through with it.
What kind of PSI?
Well, I mean, you can go up to 2,400, but the trick is it's the distance that you keep the cleaning wand away from the surface.
Okay.
I mean, if you bring that thing up within 2 or 3 inches of the brick, you know, not only are you going to clean the brick, you can actually blast away some of those softer brick. And remember, some of the side walls on these houses, you know, they used a softer brick that had not been in the kiln that long, and you could actually erode the surface of the brick. So you just have to kind of, you know, go slow. Now, the alternative is, if it doesn't work, the good old standby, I hate to say it, is it just becomes a matter of washing the outside of that house a lot like you see trucking companies and people who have recreational vehicles. You know, they have those brushes.
A long brush, sure.
Yeah, it's on a long handle, and all you have to do, it's a two-person job. You have somebody who's got and you can use a pressure washer this. If you can rent a pressure washer that has one of those containers that you can add soap to the mix.
Right.
Some person is standing back with the wand 5, 6, 7 feet away, so it's just getting like a mist on the building, and they're actually applying a soapy water mix, and the other person is standing there with a brush on a pole, just kind of washing it like you'd wash your car, and then you take a regular garden hose to rinse off the dirt and residue.
Gotcha.
That's the safest way to go.
I was going to say, that sounds like a better alternative.
But it's a lot more work. I mean, it requires a second person.
Well, I was going to be there with him anyway.
Okay, well, then that's what I would do.
That's the preferable way.
Now, once you're down to the raw brick, you know, real quickly, you're going to want to, if you get down to bare brick, all those places have to be sealed with a special masonry primer.
Okay.
And it'll tell you that right on the label, that's for masonry. And the finish paint that I would use, that I'm using on my garden shed this week, is I just happen to love a Sears Weather Beater Ultra.
Okay.
And it's got to say Ultra on the can. A lot of Sears paint for the outside says Weather Beater, but the Ultra is the one that's got the blend of acrylic and urethane resins.
Gotcha, okay.
And you put that on, and you put on a special masonry primer that Sears probably carries, and boy, that paint job should last 15, 20 years.
Great.
All right, anything else?
No, that'll do it, Tim. Thanks a lot. I appreciate the tip, and I'll be listening to the rest of the show.
Okay, and I think that we should organize a springtime, the first annual spring Roger Bacon golf outing.
I think it's a great idea.
You know,
twice a year?
Yes, twice a year.
We're going to do it.
Okay, pal.
Thanks, Tim.
Thanks, Remy.
Bye-bye.
Bye.